the whole tachlis of the Bais HaMikdash was, like we said, the whole tachlis of the Mishkan is Parshas Truma is full of kelim, and then Tetzaveh is the oir, lighting the oir into the kelim. That's the tachlis. Tachlis is that the kli comes together with the oir. A kli separate to the oir. Yeah, and the kli separate to the oir. That's the bechina of the Chorban Bais HaMikdash. So the Bach meant that the Yidden were learning for this reason, for that learning, for this learning. They want makusha to the oir of Torah bechlal. They're makusha completely to the kli. Kli mean, see, if bechlal, you forget you're learning Torah bechlal, like that Yid, kilo, you forget you're learning Torah bechlal. That causes the chorban. So our nekoma of the Chorban Bais HaMikdash is to smash a kli. So you're standing under a chuppah, you have a chassan and kala. You do that. The kala is the bechinas kli. She's nisachet to the chassan. The chassan and kala is the yichud of the oris and kli. You remember the Chorban Bais HaMikdash, you smash a kli. You remember the golus is based on the fact that if people are just looking for the kli, they're not looking for the or. It's adarabah. So you got to smash the kli. Smash the kli. It's like a mechias amalek. We don't want kelim. It's a ribi or, and that's why the two times where if you damage somebody's beged, you don't have to pay him is by chasna and purim. Chasna and purim two times where there's ribi or. Because by tzaddikim, that's the nekuda. Why do you go to a cave of a tzaddik? Because the guf and the neshama is nisachet together. Guf and neshama is achet together. That's mamish to'ol ha'matikun. That's mamish to'ol ha'matikun. Dovid HaMelech is Dovid HaMelech HaMashicha. Dovid HaMelech finished up to healing with a perek of Hallelu B'Kli, all the Kli Shir. Shir is something that takes you out of your kelim. A kli shir is when there's achdus of the oris and the kelim together. Halal is the or. Singing halal, all that's in the or. When you sing together with a kli shir, by very definition, is an or and a kli. The or and a kli, that's the inyan of a kli shir. So Adon HaMelech is working through the whole golus, is working through all the nisyonos of a person, is working through all the nefilas and all the shaviras, and working through there's too much or, there's too little or, too much kelim, too little kelim. All the problems of a person, the kol golus, either the oir is too great, or the kelim are too strong. If the kelim are too strong, he doesn't feel his Yiddishkeit. If the oir is too strong, then he finds a heart in being medaktik and halacha kashur, because halacha itself is the inyan of a kli. The tachlis is to come to a matzav of kli shir. Kli shir is where the oir and the kli are together, and that's Avdol Melech. Benevel b'chinah b'sev, machal b'sev, machal b'minim ogav tzutz lishama, tzutz lishua kli l'neshama. That's the outpouring of when there's an ichud together of the kelim and the shir. Amalek is asher korcha. Asher korcha always means the klal gadla. Korcha always means where there's too many kelim, too many chumras, there's too many cheshbonos. He doesn't get so involved in the chumra where he forgets why he's looking for an esrog. So that's a kulay kli. Another person couldn't care less as long as he's this. He doesn't look for the diktuk. You have to find a very good esrog. But if somebody is oisik with his magnifying glass too much, so then it's a kulay kli. Person's whole struggle is finding the balance between the or and the kli. The balance between the or and the kli, that's called cliche. That's called cliche, and that's the end of Sefer Tehillim. The breaking of the kli, and then suddenly the chuppah, and then suddenly the chasna goes all wild. It's all very, very, very mitzumtzumdik. It's very yiridik. It's very, 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 very tzimtzumdik, and very, very, you know, controlled and everything. Except for shayashuv chasnas, where they get leivdik before they break the kli. It's a chasn's tish. It's a chasn doim al melech. A melech is pirates geder. But usually they smash the glass, and the minute after they smash the glass, all the musical instruments start playing. It gets wild. They have to smash the glass, smash the kli, and then once you've broken the kli, the Rebbe Shlomo says, take all the oiras, shep, take all the oiras that you can, take all the oiras that you can. Mashiach will come. That will be the beginning of cliche. Cliche will be. And everything is betachlis hashlemus. Sing with kelim. The whole Beis Hamikdash was like that. The kohenim levim with the chesed and the din. And din is always kelim, and chesed is always is the oiris. The oiris have to do with chesed, and the dinim have to do with kelim. So, Esav was b'shoyrish din. So if he's b'shoyrish din, he is misamik the inyan of kelim, and if he ignores the or. Chesed is b'shoyrish or. So the chesed and the din together, the shilav of the chesed and the din together, and the Beis Hamikdash, which was that was the Beis Hamikdash, is that's called cliche. Yeah, that's the menagnim. Menagnim after Yom Kippur, Sukkos is where we break out into the shir. The whole zman El is El and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's all in yonim of Odinim and Kelim, and then it breaks out into an or. So I call Bana now, we're in a mokim of Ribbi Oren, for sure. And after saying the whole Tehillim, we'll put them into the cliche.